Hello and welcome to Understanding Astrology and Psychology Bridge series. In these series of videos, we are going to uncover the hidden layers between understanding the 9 Enneagrams in the Enneagram system of psychological evaluation, which has got 9 basic archetypes, bridging with the 27 nakshatras in the 12 zodiac signs of Vedic astrology. And we shall also borrow in from the 16 Myers-Briggs type indicators of personality into the 27 nakshatras in 12 zodiac signs. So we'll basically bring in the Enneagrams as well as MBTI models into the 27 nakshatras. So there'll be basically 27 videos of each. This is the introduction part of every video. And how we are going to cover that is by taking a standard format. This is for Ashwini Nakshatra, for example, where we are going to discuss the talents, abilities, ambition, and fulfillment in career first. Then we are going to do some SWOT analysis, strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to each from a personality perspective. Then we are going to have some keywords which is discussing the different career possibilities for such nakshatras, especially if it's the Lord of the D1 or the D10. Best working relationships it has with other nakshatras, for example, this one has with Kritika, Rohini, and Vrikshira. And then we are going to bring in the Enneagram model types, 3 of them, which are closely matching with Ashwini kind of themes which we have discussed here. And later on, we'll also bring in the MBTI, again 3 types, which closely match with Ashwini. So now you can take this as a personality test if you don't know what your MBTI type is or Enneagram type is. I have covered it in a detailed playlist on this channel in a separate playlist, which gives the description and Excel sheet with the free download link of each and every Excel sheet. And you can find out what your Enneagram type is. You can find out what your MBTI type is and then come to this one. Okay. The rules are basically the same. To begin with, you can start with these 4 basic sets of rules. How do I start? If I have my Vedic astrology chart in front of me, the natal, the navamsha, the D10, how do I start? Always first see the ascendant nakshatra, be it natal, D9 or D10. That's the first starting point. For empty houses, if your 10th house is empty or your first house is empty, see the cusp of that house and what nakshatra that falls in. That would be also a good start because we are seeing it from a nakshatra point of view here. Yes. Number 3, for intimate relationships, marriage, see 7th house, 5th house, natal as well as D9 and the nakshatras thereof or the planets sitting thereof. Okay. For career talents, see nakshatra of the Lord of the 1st and 10th house in both natal, navamsha and D10. Compare and contrast. Natal is how you were born. Navamsha is how you turn out as personality later in life, post 32 or 36 years of age. And D10 is what talents, how you will be using the nakshatra talents in your career, in your business, in your job, right? So this being the basic set of rules and introduction, let's get started. There's number 1, Ashwini nakshatra, which falls between 1 degrees of Aries to 13.2 degrees of Aries, 13 degrees 20 minutes. So each nakshatra is essentially 13 degrees 20 minutes wide, if you want to call it in the constellation. What are the talents? Leadership, innovation, quick decision making. Abilities, initiating new projects, taking risks, working independently. It's Ketu and Mars at its best. It's a Ketu rule nakshatra, like you have seen before. There are many videos I have already covered on Ashwini. Mars, it is sitting in the sign of Aries, fiery sign. What are the strengths of Ashwini nakshatra? Dynamic, quick thinkers and proactive. The weaknesses are, it's impatient, its tendency to overlook details and impulsiveness. Highly impulsive nakshatra. Lot of fire without direction. Opportunities, leading innovative projects, starting new ventures, high energy roles. Threats, risk of burnout, conflicts due to impatience and lack of follow-through. What are the key words for career? Healthcare career, medical profession, healing career, doctor, nurse, medical practitioner, a startup founder, business leader, entrepreneurship, new business, innovative career, fitness career, athlete, personal trainer, sports career, and fitness coach. Best working relationships Ashwini Nakshatra people have is with Kritika, which complements Ashwini's initiation with focus and precision. Kritika can maintain more focus. Rohini Nakshatra provides creativity and nurturing approach to balance Ashwini's energy. Mrikshira helps in research and communication, enhancing project development. Now let's see the Enneagram types which match with this. Let's start with the Enneagram type. So type 3 first. So what does type 3 mean? It's the achiever. Key traits of the achiever is adaptive, excelling, driven, and image conscious. So that matches with Ashwini in career like entrepreneurship and business, startup founder, right? Driven people. What about the second type of Enneagram? The second type of Enneagram, it matches is type 8, the challenger. The challenger has key traits of self-confidence, decisiveness, willfulness, and confrontational. Being driven by Mars, Ashwini can be very confrontational in nature. These are the people who can land up as careers in personal trainer, sports career, even military career. Okay. Next one, Enneagram type 2. Type 2 is a helper. Now this one will fit more into medical professions. If you are a type 2 Enneagram and you have Ashwini strong, think of helper professions, medical professions, healing careers, doctor or being a nurse. Generous, demonstrative, and people-pleasing and possessive. Okay? So they are moving towards people. This is good for careers of medical profession. Let's see some MBTI types now. MBTI type ENTJ. ENTJ is a commander. Bold, imaginative, strong-willed leaders, always finding a way of making one. I can think of startup founder or a business leader here, or a new business, or innovative careers. All require this strength of qualities. I'm just going to the first one. You can take screenshot and see the remaining ones. So ENTJ, the commander or the analyst, would be a good Ashwini Nakshatra. If you have Ashwini Nakshatra and you are an ENTJ, then you should look at these careers. This is the way I'm tying the things to help you with your career. Next is ESTJ. He's an executive. Again, that becomes entrepreneurship, business leader. Excellent administrators, unsurpassed at managing things or people. Efficient, outgoing, organized, and systematic. Right? That follows with Ashwini themes. Entrepreneurship, military career, emergency services. These require an initiating energy. ESTJ has that. Last comes ESFJ. The counsel. Extraordinarily caring, social, popular, people, popular with people, always eager to help. Medical profession, healthcare career, medical profession, healing career, doctor, nurse. Right? These careers will be good for ESFJ people who have a strong Ashwini Nakshatra present in their chart. So take those tests. I've already put them in different playlist. You can download them. It's free for you. And check your Vedic astrology chart. Check which type of Enneagram you are. Check which type of MBTI you are. And then go to the chart and see where is Ashwini and how is it playing out. That helps you decide your career path more effectively. Okay. I'll see you in the next. Bye-bye.